Ninth grade biology. Readings for Friday, April 17th, for chapter 15, pages 308 through 310. Page 308, titled Evolution in Action. Evolution is a continuous process. Evolution is going on today in populations of living species and can be observed, recorded, and tested. Patterns of evolution repeat in different times and places. Interactions between species, including humans, affect their ongoing evolution. Case study, Caribbean anole lizards. Often when scientists compare groups of species, the scientists find patterns that are best explained as evolution in progress. An example is the comparison of anole lizard species, genus Anolis, in the Caribbean islands of Cuba, Hispaniola, Jamaica, and Puerto Rico. Among these lizards, each species' body type correlates with the habitat in which the species lives, as shown in figure 15-11. For example, anole species that live mainly on tree trunks have stocky bodies and long legs. In contrast, those that reside on slender twigs have thin bodies, short legs and tails, and large toe pads. Grass-dwelling anoles tend to be slender and have very long tails. In all, there are at least six anole body types that are each adapted to their environment in a unique way. Also, distinct species of anoles with the same body types occur on different islands. For example, a distinct species of twig-dwelling anole is found on each island. Many different hypotheses could explain these observations. Two possibilities are that 1, an ancestral anole species specialized for living on twigs originally lived on one island and later migrated to the other islands, or that 2, each twig-dwelling species evolved independently on each island from distinct ancestor anole species. Page 309. Biologists tested these hypotheses by comparing DNA from various species to look for closely related species. The DNA evidence supported hypothesis 2. Twig-dwelling species evolved independently on each island. In other words, each twig-dwelling species came from different ancestors but evolved similar adaptations to similar habitats. The process by which different species evolve similar traits is called convergent evolution. Many other examples of convergent evolution can be found in nature. Divergence and radiation. A model of Caribbean anole evolution must also explain how the lizards became adapted to their particular habitats. Studies show that long-legged trunk-dwelling species could run faster on flat surfaces than short-legged twig-dwelling species, but the twig-dwelling species could cling to twigs better and did not fall as often. However, both kinds of lizards on each island were closely related. The best explanation for this pattern of phylogeny is that divergent evolution occurred on each island. Divergent evolution is a process in which the descendants of a single ancestor diversify into species that each fit different parts of the environment. Lizards with genes for large toe pads and short legs ran so slowly on the trunk and ground that predators often caught them. And lizards with long legs and small toe pads often slipped if they climbed thin branches. sometimes a new population in a new environment, such as an island, will undergo divergent evolution until the population fills many parts of the environment. This pattern of divergence is called adaptive radiation. Figure 15-12 illustrates a possible scenario for the evolution of Caribbean animal lizards. Fossil evidence suggests many cases of adaptive radiation on the geologic time scale. Page 310. Artificial selection. Darwin started his famous book with a chapter on artificial selection. This process occurs when a human breeder chooses individuals that will parent the next generation. For example, humans may choose to breed oat plants that yield more grain per stalk, or greyhounds that run faster. Because of the immense differences among varieties of dogs, as shown in Figure 15-13, Darwin doubted that all domestic dog breeds arose from the same wild species. But in the 2000s, geneticists analyzed DNA from 654 dog breeds, including ancient dog remains. Their findings indicated that all breeds of dogs share DNA similarities with wolves in East Asia. These findings support the hypothesis that humans first selected domestic dogs from a wolf population about 15,000 years ago. Coevolution. It is important to keep in mind that evolution is ongoing and that in a given environment, many species may be evolving at once. Each species is part of the forces of natural selection that act upon the other species. When two or more species have evolved adaptations to each other's influences, the situation is called coevolution. Through coevolution, some species have evolved strategies to avoid being eaten, while the animals that eat them have evolved strategies to keep eating them. Many flowering plants have evolved such that specific insects carry pollen to other plants. Some microbes have evolved to live within certain animals, while these animals have adapted to either benefit from or avoid the microbes. Humans are also involved in many cases of coevolution. For example, humans have developed and used antibiotics, such as penicillin, to kill disease-causing bacteria. But as antibiotic use has increased, many populations of bacteria have evolved adaptations to resist the effects of some antibiotics. This kind of adaptation is called resistance. Similarly, the evolution of resistance to pesticides is observed among populations of insects in agricultural settings.